Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. So excited to be with you all again on today. We, you know, just delighted that you take a moment on your Tuesday to join in with us, to hear what it is that we're going to say to you, to hear what it is that God has said unto us. And so we're just thankful to be with you for one more day. I want to take the time to introduce myself to all of you that's listening to us for the first time. I'm the host of this, your radio show. This is the Prophetically Speaking Radio Show with TBM, and I am Prophetess Trinoncia Balka, and this show is a representation of Trinoncia Balka Ministries. Along with me, I have a wonderful, wonderful co-host that I can really say no guile about. She is a very faithful and a dutiful servant of the Lord, and I'm just so thankful for her on today. And that's none other than Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. Prophetess Jenkins, how are you on this beautiful day?
Oh, I thank you. I thank you for being here today. I'm doing great in the Lord. Glad to be here on this Thursday. This Tuesday afternoon. I'm blessing God for this day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? Here in the city of Houston, the sunshine is shining beautiful. It's not too hot, not too cold. That's the thing I like about fall. Fall brings about that weather to me that is just absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. It's not too far to the right, not too far to the left. So I'm just ecstatic about the weather that we have here. What's going on with the weather you have there?
We don't have any sunshine, but it's nice, like not too hot, not too cold, but no sunshine. Like I think it rained earlier today, just a little sprinkle, but it's a nice day.
Wonderful. Well, I tell you what, we have made it to another Tuesday. Last Tuesday, we were not here with you. But again, we want to always get you in the habit of knowing that if you do not hear our voices live, make sure you tune in to the broadcast, but go ahead and listen to the archives. Feel free to do that at any time. The archives are there. We have over 100 archives available for you to go through, listen to, and just be blessed by. So on today, we have a very intriguing topic that we're going to talk about, and it's one of those topics that has been one that has carried me over the years. One that I definitely rely and depend on daily. One, the topic that we're talking about, I think, Prophetess, it's one that we can never do too much of. It's one that I don't think we ever get to the point to where we say we have it all, we know it all. Never. I believe that God is such a huge God. He's such a diverse God. He's such a magnificent God that there's so much to God that even when you pray to him, I don't believe your prayer can ever become the same if you're actually in real relationship, because prayer takes us in so many different directions. We have so much to pray about.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to be talking about the topic of prayer. And we're going to be talking about, one of the things I loved about the topic on today is we're going to be talking about how the prayer of faith actually can release a miracle. And Prophetess Jenkins, if you have an opportunity, do you have our virtue values up where you can read it and the power word for the day? Do you have that?
Yes, I do.
If you don't mind, could you go ahead and read that, please?
Okay, well, power word for today is pray. And that definition is to offer devout petition, praise, thanks, etc. And then our virtue value today is Genesis 20:17. So if you would turn to that with us, we'd go through the scripture reading. It says, then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Amalek, his wife, and his female slaves, so they could have children again.
Wow. One of the things, I tell you, the key word in that entire scripture, the key word, Abraham did something, he prayed.
Yes.
Prophetess Jenkins, you know, in our life, in the world that we live in, one of the things that is just so apparent in the world that we live in, that there are some things that cannot be avoided. There are some things that cannot be gotten around. There are some things that we simply have to pray our way through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some things that will not change until we pray. There are some things that just won't happen until we pray. There are some breakthroughs, some miracles that we just will not see the manifestation of until we pray.
Amen.
So, Prophetess Jenkins, I'm going to step back for a second, and I'm going to let you go ahead and give your synopsis of what it is God has given you or what you're feeling in your spirit about this topic of prayer. Go right ahead.
Hallelujah. You know, when we think about the word prayer or pray, we just think about communication, a conversation with God. The Bible means not to always pray. You have to not cease from praying because that's our communication with God, and that's where we get our directions from. As Abraham began to pray to God to hear, God answered his prayer. He prayed for God to hear his wife and female slaves so they can have children again. God honored that prayer that Abraham prayed.
So
you think about prayer, I begin to look up the word pray, and it's what you would say earlier in the virtue value, to address God with admiration, confession, supplication, or thanksgiving, or just to intercede for someone. Amen? We need to know that we ought to always keep a prayer life with God. That's our bind, and that keep me from heaven to us. As we begin to bring supplication and bring prayer to God and want answers to prayer. You know, many times we prayed and asked God for different things in our life, and God has answered those prayers. That's a scripture, I think it's in Psalm that say, even while you're yet, not Psalm, I think it's Proverbs. Even while you're yet praying, I'm going to go ahead and answer that prayer even before you get through praying. Because, see, God already knows what you're asking for, what you have need of. He already know the answer at the beginning. That's the kind of God we serve. That even before we begin to get on our knees to pray, he already know what we have need of. But it's the faith that makes a divine connection that we can get on our knees and pray for God that we have not seen and begin to ask him for things that we definitely need in our lives. You know, I can think back, woman of God, and going back to you again, how when you was ill and how you began to seek prayer and say, I need to touch with somebody who's going to intercede, and different people from your church and different people in your life, your family, begin to pray because I need an answer from God. I need God to do something dramatic in my life. I need God to intervene in this situation. If not, I will surely die. So, I mean, you begin to get connection, begin to ask God, and begin to pray, and even go up in supplication yourself, even in your most drastic and dramatic time, you begin to rely on God. Through prayer, laying on the bed, you begin to pray. So it's very important that we pray. Second Chronicles, as I begin to think about prayer, God, he instructs us in Second Chronicles 7:14. We all know, we're familiar with that scripture. It says that my people who are called by my name, we're called by God's name. He said, we're talking about us, his Christians, people that follow him, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and seek my face. When you need an answer from God, you need something done in your life. You need to definitely seek God's face and begin to humble yourself. Put yourself in a place of prayer and begin to seek his face and say, Lord, you know what I have need of. Begin to bring those supplications to God, expecting him to answer you at the dire need of what you need of. You know, amen? That you need something from God. So we need to always remember to pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray without stopping. Pray with supplication. We're going to intercede. We need something from God, and God is the one that brings the answer. Amen?
Amen. And, you know, while you were saying that, everything you said was just so important. Everything you said was so pivotal. Everything you said was great. I want to read this scripture in Genesis 20:3. I want to back up for just a moment. Genesis 20:3 says, but God came to Abimelech in a dream one night and said to him, you are as good as dead because of the woman that you have taken. She is a married woman. So for those of us that know the story or may not be as familiar with the story, a little bit of background is that Abraham himself lied and said that Sarah was his sister instead of his wife. Abimelech took Sarah to be his wife, although she was already Abraham's wife. And once Abimelech was made aware that this woman was Abraham's wife and not his wife,
mm-hmm.
then things had to back up. God spoke to him through a dream and told him, hey, you got a problem on your hands now because that's somebody else's wife
mm-hmm.
that you are considering lying with. Now, let's back up. After we read that scripture, we're going to go all the way to verse 17. The same person that got Abimelech in this trap, because remember, Abraham lied. Abraham lied and said terrible to his sister instead of his wife. So then in verse 17 it says, then Abraham prayed to God, and God killed Abimelech, his wife, and his female slaves so that they could all have children again.
Mm.
There are many times when we ourselves find ourselves in a situation that we may have gotten ourselves in. Who's to say that God cannot hear your prayer because of a situation you yourself got yourself in? Abraham's actions caused there to be a problem in the house of Abimelech. But as a result, because Abraham went back and prayed to God for the man, God released the plague off of him, and they were then able to bear children. One of the things I got out of that, Prophetess Jenkins, is when I begin to read that, there are some times when we go through life and some issues that we run into that cause the blessing flow to stop, or that may cause the womb of fruitfulness to be held up, to be compacted with something, and you're no longer able to give birth, or you're no longer able to produce, or you're no longer able to give birth to something great. But then Abraham prayed, hallelujah. Abraham prayed, and the same women that had been stopped, the same women that could not give birth, the same women that for some reason that was not even pertaining to them, their flow was hindered. Abraham went right back to God, the same God that told Abimelech, you are as good as dead, was mm-hmm. the same God that said to Abraham, now these women will be able to produce again. So people of God, no matter what it is that you might be dealing with, no matter what it is that you may be going through, that you feel like it has hindered you, it has stopped your flow, it has stopped your productivity, it has hindered you from giving birth to your dreams, to your destiny, to your goals, to your desires, remember, pray. Pray. You're never too far from God where you cannot pray. You've never done anything so bad where you cannot pray. You've never gotten so far into you that you cannot pray. Pray unto God and believe God for your breakthrough. Because remember, your breakthrough may be in the hand of man, but your breakthrough is under the power of God.
Yes.
The Bible says that God has the heart of the king in his hands, and he can turn it whatever way he wants to turn it. So it does not matter what it is you're in need of today. It does not matter what it is that you need to come forth for you today. It does not matter where you have found yourself on today, whether you're on the mountain high or whether you're in the valley low. Maybe you found yourself somewhere in between. Listen, wherever you are, God is there. And the word of the Lord comes today to simply say, pray. I hear you. Now, the important thing is that the Bible never said how Abraham prayed. It never said when Abraham prayed. It never said how long Abraham prayed. It never said Abraham had a prayer partner. It never said Abraham had a specific prayer. It never said Abraham got on his knees, or Abraham rode in his car, or on his donkey. All the Bible says was that Abraham prayed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, people of God, there's so many times we can get caught up in religious activity. We can get caught up in things that mean absolutely nothing, that don't even pertain to your breakthrough, don't even pertain to the God, to the work that God wants to do in your life. The Bible says he prayed. Does not matter if you're a skilled prayer. Does not matter if you're a novice. Does not matter if you're learning how to pray. One of the things I always share with young ladies and men, they come to me and they want to know how to pray. One of the things I tell them is to talk to God just like you talk to me. You know why? God made you. God created your personality. God made your personality to fit who you are. So you talk to God just like you talk to me. And when you talk to him, tell him what it is that you need. One of the things I often hear people say, and I adamantly combat that comment when people say you shouldn't question God. People of God, if you are in school, if you're sitting at a desk and you have a teacher and the teacher is teaching a lesson that you don't quite understand and you lift up your hand to ask a question, what type of teacher would it be to not even give you the time of day when you have a question about what it is that you're trying to learn? So the same way with God, when Jesus was on the cross, Prophetess Jenkins, Jesus himself said, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Jesus had a question. So whatever it is that you want to go to him and talk to him about, talk to him. If you don't understand, ask him. If you need to know, tell him, I don't know what's going on, but I need you to give me some explanation, and I guarantee you that he will. Today's power word is pray. And I ended the virtue values with something that Nike came up with some years ago. They said, just do it. Sometimes, Prophetess Jenkins, we can find ourselves in such turmoil or we can find ourselves up against the wall. You got to use those words, just do it. There's sometimes when you don't know the words to say, just call his name Jesus. Just do it. You have situations with your children that you don't understand. You don't know what to do. Honey, just do it. Call his name Jesus. When you get down on your knees, you don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. You don't even know how to start your prayer. Honey, just call his name Jesus. He knows even the cry of your heart. He even knows the petition that you desire to bring to him that you don't even know what to say. Just call his name. And when you call his name, he will answer. He will answer. He will come to your rescue. He will come and give you the miracle. He will come and give you the breakthrough. He will come and answer your question. He will come and lead and guide you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. But all you got to do is do it.
Yes.
Don't let anything hinder you from just doing it.
Hallelujah.
Do it. My God, I feel that in my spirit. Talk to him. Remember, he's your maker. He made you. He made me. So one of the things, Prophetess Jenkins, I always even tell myself, well, there are times when I may want to not understand a situation or not understand a test or a trial or something that God may be taking me through. And I have to tell myself, you know what, self, God made you. And so if God did not feel like you could handle what you have to handle, he would not have allowed you to be faced with it. God made me. God gave me my personality. God gave me the will to succeed. God gave me everything that I am. He did it for me. And that word is the same for you. Just do it. Go ahead.
Amen. 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 Just do it. And I could pick up that slogan, just do it. They didn't think about if they were going to sell shoes or what's going to happen. They pick up that slogan and everybody buy Nike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nike is a very popular tennis shoes. And people buy Nike when they don't have full teeth. And that's kind of sad, you know, that they would spend money on expensive shoes for their children when they won't spend that money on education. And that's kind of sad. But when Jesus said, just do it, we can trust him that he's going to bring us through it.
Right.
Hallelujah. He's going to bring us through what we face
with.
When we begin to bring our supplication, our prayer needs to God, God has the need. Philippians 4:19 says, God will supply all of our needs. He didn't say some. He said all of our needs.
Yes.
According to his riches in Christ Jesus. He spoke that word in scripture. He's going to supply our needs. And we need to trust God. See, we trust in things that may fail, that may not bring us through. We're trusting anything, but we won't trust in God. We won't put our whole trust in God, who will bring us through and out. And then turn around and bless us more than we have room to hold.
Uh-huh.
And God said, just pray. And then I need you to just ask me.
Yes.
The fact that you have not because you ask not.
Uh-huh.
That's why we don't have. A lot of times we're missing and we're lacking because we don't have that faith. Even we think we might be bothering God. You never bother God. When you go to him with supplication and needs in your life and you begin to go to your father, remember, he's your father. Your natural father not to give good gifts. What about your heavenly father? He knows you better than your natural father. He will give you more because he knows he created us. That's what's so important. He created us. So he's going to supply. He's going to meet the need. But we have to be faithful and rightful to seek him and begin to come to him and ask him for what we have need of. Abraham prayed. Even though he had sinned prior, he prayed. He tried to get out. He already had made one mistake, but he didn't learn from his first mistake. He went again and lied to get himself out of the jam because he knew something bad was going to happen. So, but he prayed, and God answered him. Like the woman said, we didn't say he was kneeling down, didn't say he was standing up, didn't say he was on a donkey. We don't know what he was doing. All the scriptures say Abraham prayed.
Mm-hmm.
In the end of it, say God answered.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's the end of it. That's the top and bottom of it. He prayed, God answered.
God
answered. God, we need to pray and watch God. Wait for God to answer.
Glory
think of why, woman, God, we don't like to wait on God.
Absolutely.
We don't know how to wait when God said to wait.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I've been here. Let me just a brief testimony. I've been here since 2006. And I lived in Dallas, Texas prior. And I always had a nice car. But I made a mistake, and then my son took my car and wrecked it. And I got in a whole lot of trouble behind that. But I came here with a humble spirit, girl. If you want to say a tail trick between my legs, I don't know. I just came humbly before God. I knew I had made a mistake. I had sinned and made a big mistake. But I came here, and I didn't have a car. Got blessed with an old truck. But I waited on God. I said, God, if you answer, I didn't feel led to go look for a car, even seek one. But woman of God, I'm telling you, I wait to get a car September this month. And I am driving a 2012 Chevrolet, loaded, paying less than $400 a month. God answered. But I waited, and I rode on the old beat-up truck, and I caught a ride when I need to call people for a ride. I had to seek God and say, Lord, what are you saying? I will humbly wait until you say to go. And God said, go now. And the devil tried to hinder, but God said, don't lose courage. He spoke to me at a car dealership and went to one car dealership, the one he spoke to me, but it had two in the same city. And the man kept saying, you approve, but what is the but? So anyway, God said, God, I'm going to send you to another one. Same name. And the woman said, I'm going to get you a car. Long story short, I'm driving a red, fire red. Loaded with the chrome, loaded.
My God.
Everybody could say, it's number God, because I was not supposed to get a car. But God opened the door. I prayed, and he answered. That's what we need to get. If you're facing a need today, and you pray, you wait on God to answer. He did it for Abraham. It's scripture. It's Bible. Even the Abraham mistakes and the things. I made mistakes and let my son use my car, not knowing the situation he was in. I repented. I prayed. And then God answered. Amen?
My God, what a powerful, powerful testimony. And I just feel, wow, I feel so overwhelmed by the presence of God right now, because this is such a powerful word, a little word that carries a lot of power, a little word that carries a lot of implication, a little word that carries great, great, great manifestations. And it's just a matter of us hunkering down and really praying. And, you know, one of the things I found out Prophetess Jink is about praying, and I'm even seeing it a lot of times in my life. There are many times when you pray and God may say something to you. People, you may not have the applause. You may not have the backup. You may not have the people that you think would be there to support you and say, well, you know, go for it, da 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 da. But the important thing about prayer is that God will speak to you himself. And when God speaks to you through prayer, when God gives you your answer, when God gives you your breakthrough, you just go forward with it.
Amen.
Go forward with what God has had. Just how this woman of God told that testimony, people may not have agreed with her. People may not have been able to think that God would do something for her.
Yes.
People didn't think that God was going to give her a miracle in the middle of that mess.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't think it. But you cannot rely on what people have to think. You got
That's
to
right.
know what God is saying to you when you pray.
Amen.
And when you pray, and when God says A, B, C, and D, then you say A, B, and C, and D right with him.
That's right. That's right.
Because one of the things that God will do, God will not lie.
Amen.
One of the things God will not, he cannot lie. And one of the things I love about God, God, you know, I don't like it, but I like it at the same time. One of the things about God, woman of God, I found out is that God puts his children, I'm telling you, he puts us in some predicaments. He puts us in some predicaments, all to prove to people that he is who he said he is. He puts us in predicaments where it looks like we will not come out, where it looks like, baby, the devil got you in a chokehold, and he's about to choke the very life out of you. And God comes through like Superman and says, that's what you thought, but I'm here now.
Amen.
And I'm going to get you out of this just as quick as you got in. I'm going to get you out, and I'm going to be the one to get the glory for what's happening in your life. And so, people of God, we just want to encourage you on today. Don't forget to pray. Don't forget to pray. Don't forget to pray. I feel that don't forget to pray. God will lead and guide. God will give us the wisdom that we need. God will show up. God will show out. God will manifest himself in our lives. God is God. And besides him, there is none other. Regardless of what people have to say about your situation, regardless of people, what people have to say about your circumstance, regardless what the enemy has planned for your demise, regardless of what the witches and the soothsayers and the whatever, regardless of all of that, when you pray, God will hear the prayer of his children. Prophetess Jenkins, I don't care where I am. When I hear my baby scream out, mama, when I hear him and he says, mama, honey, I don't care where I am. I don't care what I'm doing. But when I hear that call, mama, then I know my baby. I can be in the midst of 15,000 children. But when my child cries, mama, I know his voice.
Amen.
I know my child's voice. And it's just how we are when it comes to God. It may be a whole bunch of us in the body of Christ.
Yes.
It's a whole lot of us that say, Abba, Father. It's a whole lot of us that call ourselves brothers and sisters of the Most High God. But I guarantee you this, when you cry out and say, Father, I need you, when you cry out and say, Daddy, I need you, when you call him, he will answer. And every devil that has come to attack you, every spirit that has come to attach itself to you, every threat that the enemy has come to place on you, it's got to get back. It's got to go. It cannot stand against the name of Jesus. It can't happen. So, people of God, no matter what it is, glory
come on.
God,
hey, God.
No
come
matter
on,
what it is.
Yes.
I feel that. I got double confession. No matter what it is that the enemy is trying to come up against you with, pray. Call on the name of Jesus. Because I know we got to go. But Prophetess Jenkins, my Bible tells me that on the third day when Jesus got up, he got up with not a little bit of power.
All
he
power.
Didn't get up with some
come
power.
On.
But my Bible tells me that he got up with all power.
All power.
So I don't care what power the enemy is trying to use to defeat you. I don't care what power the enemy is trying to speak against you. I don't care about sorcery and witchcraft and domination and soothsaying and chants and charms and fetishes. The Bible says on the third day when Jesus got up, he got up with all power in heaven and in earth. So it does not matter what's going on in the earth realm. Does not matter what power is coming up, trying to come up against God's children. You stand on prayer.
Yes.
Stand on the name of Jesus. Stand on the word of God. Stand. And I guarantee you, God is about to give you a miracle.
Hallelujah.
God is about to give you a breakthrough. God is about to do what no man can do, because God is going to be the one to get the glory, to get the credit out of what's about to happen
Hallelujah.
In your life. So
Hallelujah.
People of God, don't forget, just do it, because God has got your best interest at heart. Prophetess Jenkins, I feel the glory of God. We're going to have to get off of here.
Yes, girl.
We got to get off here. My God, I feel a preach. I feel this thing coming out of my spirit.
Jesus.
Glory. Glory to God. We got to go. But listen, next Tuesday, we'll be right here with you next Tuesday at 3 o'clock. My God, that's the praise goes forth. My God, as the praise goes forth, I want everybody just to reach up and grab what it is you need. Reach up and just grab.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Come on,
3 o'clock. We're going to join you right here on the Blog Talk Radio site, Prophetically Speaking Radio Show. We love you. God bless you, and we'll be right here, same time, same place, next week. Bless you, Prophetess Jenkins. I love
you. God bless you also.
And we'll be together on next week.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm.